Tommy Green, what radio station were you involved with in the very beginning?
In the very beginning, I was with Capital Radio, 226 metres, medium wave in Bachelor's Walk. From there, I went to Radio Dublin. From Radio Dublin, I went back to Capital. From there, I went to ARD for a little while before they closed down. And I was with Southside Radio for a good while, along with Sonic Independent Radio. And the final pirate that I think I was with was Island Radio in the Cliffcastle Hotel in Dorky.
Are they all AM pirates?
They were all AM pirates, yeah.
And what about the latter FM? Did you kind of just get out of it at that stage? Or?
Well, Island Radio was an FM, and then I moved... Oh, I was in Southside 95, which Paul Vincent was involved with in Crofton Road in Dunleary for quite a while. I think about a year or thereabouts we last, and that was an FM.
What got you into it?
Oh, God. Love of music. Love of music, and I always had an interest in radio. So, I suppose that's
what stations did you listen to before you got broadcasting yourself? Like, what was on the dial that you were listening to?
Well, there was very little on the dial as such before the pirates came along. Luxembourg, BBC Radio 1, and, of course, well, you'd have RTE Radio 1, and Dear Frankie. You know, so there was very little musically wise on the dial, you know.
So then news guys come along on the radio and it gets all exciting very, very quickly. Were you getting paid?
Paid? No, not in a lot of places. Some places I did, yes.
And was like paychecks few and far between or the odd paycheck or was it regular?
No, I have to say in the latter end, it was regular pay. We were paid every week, Southside 95. Island Radio was really a hobby station. Southside in the Victor with Paul Nicholas, Sandy Ruan, whatever you want to call him. We got a few bob now and again, you know. But generally, it was just done for the love of it and the passion.
And was Tommy Green the on-air name? Or?
Yes, I've always been Tommy Green. That's my birth name and that's what I operate as today on East Coast FM.
Aha. And the difference between legal radio and pirate radio for you?
Oh, there's a huge difference. It's more, you're constricted in your playlist. When on the pirates, you would walk in with your box of records or LPs. I was in the position that I worked for Golden Disc at the time. So I had the availability of all the latest releases, back catalogue stuff as well. So I could lay my hands on, you know, a wide variety of music where a lot of the guys around at the time wouldn't have had it, you know. So my passion in music, while it wouldn't be a lot of the top 40 stuff or top 20 at the time, like the Doobie Brothers, Christopher Cross, Kenny Loggins, you know, sort of American stuff that you wouldn't really hear on a lot of the radio stations. We could get our hands on that and play that.
Were you ever raided or have any stories similar to that?
I was in Capital on Bachelor's Walk one day when there was a thundering pounding of the door and it was the guards and the P&T. But there's no way they could get in because the door itself, we were above Desborne the Jewelers. And it was about 3 feet thick metal door that there was no way that anybody was getting in. And at the time, there was no phone in the place. So there was no mobiles. So I was in there. I stayed on air, stayed playing music. They were banging on the door. I ignored it. Eventually, they went away. Alan Russell, Chris Barry, Ed McDowell, they were the people who were behind Capital. I think Chris Barry or Alan arrived, I can't remember which, and I told them about the raid, and he said, well, obviously he didn't open the door and we're still on the air, good man kind of thing, you know. But that was my only brush with the law.
And where were you on December 31st, 1988, when finally the stations had to close for the onset of local licensed legal radio?
I can't even remember if we were still on air at that stage. It would have been Southside, Southside 95 in Dunleary and Crofton Road, Dunleary. But as I said, I'm not sure whether or not it if we were still actually on air on that day.
If you were to do it all again, what would you change?
Absolutely nothing. And there's Ender Colville walking in with a big box of LPs. We wouldn't change it.
Will we go over and look at what's in the box?
We'll have a look at what's in the box.
Tommy Green, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
How are you doing?